There's not a lot going on in this photo. It's just a toy bus and a toy truck sitting in the yard, but that's not really the point. For me, the point here was just to get out and take some pictures. I was out in the backyard with my kids. I have my camera with me. And yeah, I was taking a bunch of pictures of them, but I was also looking for a photo opportunity. So I saw a few of their toys in the ground, and I figured I'd take a shot down low and just sort of see what happened. I had to manipulate these just a little bit. I angled the bus a little bit, moved the truck a little bit, just to kind of get the look at the look that I was going for. And I shot this at f1.8 to intentionally get a shallow depth of field, especially since I had to move back a bit from the yellow bus. If you're shooting with a wider lens, you have to be closer to your subject and to get a real shallow depth of field. If you use a longer lens, then you don't have to be quite so close to your subject. And the 50 is sort of in the middle of all that. So I had to move myself back a little bit, opening up the aperture to f1.8. I used ISO 400, but I could have easily gotten lower if I wanted to. I was using ISO 400 because the light wasn't that great. It was a bit overcast, but I didn't really want to use 100 or 200. And I'll get to more about the ISO in a little bit, but I also want to say, if you look very closely at the edge of the picture, way on the left-hand side, you can see this dark blue blob with a little red blob on top. That's my son, and he's just on the edge of the frame. And I think it would have been cool to have my kids in the background playing instead of off to the side where you can't really see him, to sort of give some context to this photo. I think it would have made it a lot more interesting and meaningful if you could see this bus, the truck in the front, these toys, and then some kids playing in the background. But as it is, it's just kind of boring. I'm not super happy with it, but it was a good chance to get out and experiment a little bit. Alas, the biggest takeaway from this photo, for me anyway, is more of a practical lesson about picture taking, and that's one about ISO. When I go out shooting, the first thing I do is set my ISO. So I look at the available light and decide on what's appropriate. So if it's a real sunny day, I'll set it to ISO 100 or 200. If it's cloudy, I'll go 400, 800, maybe higher depending on the situation or the camera body I'm using. And that's the first thing I do. And if you're looking for just a little tip to help you in your photography journey, I would recommend getting used to setting your ISO first and then dealing with the aperture and the shutter speed as you go about your picture taking. One of the worst things that you can do is get back to your computer and look at your photos and realize that you forgot to set something right. So I've been there many times where I've taken what I thought was a really good picture, get back to my computer, and turns out the ISO was all wrong. It was either way too high or way too low, and it just didn't work out. A lot of cameras have auto ISO, and I would encourage you to try that, but decide before you go out for taking the photos what your upper limit is. A lot of cameras today can go up to 1600 or 3200 with no real visible noise, practically speaking, but you do lose some color depth. So when you're playing around with the photo in Lightroom or Photoshop afterwards, you're not going to have as much color data at higher ISOs, which is one downside. So just be intentional, be careful about the ISO you use. Also, I do want to say that I didn't spend a whole lot of time doing this because I wanted to play with my kids, and that's sort of a tangent to this as well. Know when to take pictures and know when to put your camera down and just play with your kids or be part of the moment, whatever that moment might happen to be.